Read in case of getting surprise knighted by a woodland creature. It's not a curse, but getting knighted is not really what anybody needs. First of all, congratulations. Consider yourself a shiny one, a rare lady. And yes, you will need a sword, but thankfully it does not need to be sharp or made out of metal even. Yes, it is ceremonial, but we do not call it plastic. And you get to choose what kind of sword and color. That says a lot about you. Most knights, being very practical, find a really good stick and keep it for life. Some already have a bunch of sticks. Some just use baseball bats, an American sword. But the latest trend is the LED sword. I think a sword should not need batteries. Personally, I strongly recommend creating a wooden Zweihänder. Carry it across the shoulder. Don't worry, make it trendy. Never use it in anger. Never smite without purpose. March. Nobody needs to understand why you own a sword. If anybody asks, just tell them,
I'm just a girl.
Well, life will never be ordinary, but ordinary people don't get knighted. Plus, try as you may, no life is ever ordinary. Eat a beautiful flower. You get a holiday, 2 months from September 1st to October 31st. Today, you know it as Halloween. A true Halloween is 2 months long. There are rules indeed, and those cannot be broken. You never clean after the adults and prevent others from doing so. You get knighted in great part because the adults have caused a lot of trouble. You are not permitted to serve. Despite what monarchies and monks did to knighthood, a knight is fiercely independent. You are to bear the full comprehension that others must help themselves. But more than that, a knight is an actual legion of one, the mind and strength of thousands, not just 10. You are not to grow into just any kind of force. You are to grow all the way up and become a force of nature. You do not move in the hurricane. You are the hurricane. Oh, you may hold a door open, because opening doors is your battle art. But no one is permitted to hold the door for you. You have to choose your coat of arms, fierce and powerful energy, your own collar, your own beasts. And then you build a vast memory palace. Your self-education is your true power. Self-education is the only difference between Sir Isaac Newton and
I'm just not as smart as the others.
Intellectual hygiene will be the thing that opens the doors to learning. You do not respond to lying, yelling, manipulation, intimidation, or threat. This trash is so beneath you that you are just too busy to notice it. Without stress, you open the door to adventure. Specifically, hiking and camping, but never alone. And no one is allowed to bring alcohol or other sh**. Better or worse, it's all the same. After 4 weeks of adventure, and please understand, 6 months is the real minimum, your mind will develop an overpowering desire for books. You need to use narrated books as you hike and camp. But this time, you will actually hear them because your mind will be in a different state. Stress prevents you from learning, so intellectual hygiene will switch learning back on. The many books will help to build your palace, your knowledge tree. A landscape so vast you can only see it one branch at a time. It is a shame to call it a mere palace. As a knight, these are not mere adventures, however. It is a whole new level of existence. Acquire a backpack, sleeping bag, and a tent as soon as possible, and leave it by your door. It's a symbol. It's important. No one gets to tell you where you go from here. You have your sword, your extraordinary quest. You bow to no one you do not serve. You rise and rise as a force of nature. Your quest is greatness, and no one gets to tell you what greatness means. That is what your great quest is for. The search for wisdom, for love of life, and laughter, especially when it costs you your entire reputation. But please, the world has been stained by opportunists. They have sacrificed wisdom, greatness, growing up, and the future of humankind. They infected schools with fake education, and by extension, everything else becomes mostly theater. No one orders you, but perhaps the word authenticity will be your light. And the first thing that challenged you is the thing that you need to repair. From now on, it is all about the choices you make that set your future. You are not a part of a movement. There is no leader. There is no fantasy. There is no one to admire. You are not the only one, but they will not reveal themselves either. Grow all the way up until you become a great being, and you will have all your answers and the powers you need to proceed.